So this is, this month is the theme of the Centers for Spiritual Living for November has been financial health and prosperity. And today's topic is the causative energy of Thanksgiving. Did you ever think of Thanksgiving as a causative energy? Well, today we're going to talk about that because it is. How many of you here just completed the spiritual economics class, Eric Butterworth? Woohoo! Yes, wonderful. Yes, good. The book is still in the bookstore, I believe. Eric Butterworth helps us. Yes, says Diane. Eric Butterworth wrote this beautiful book, and we had a fabulous class, and we learned that Thanksgiving is wonderful. Counting our blessings is fabulous. We say our prayers, our blessings, wherever we are, in restaurants, in people's homes, whether they care or not, at home three times a day, ourselves, wherever we are, because, well, as a lovely elderly minister, Methodist minister said to me years ago, Maxine, it is really good to bless the food because it helps with the digestion. So we love saying our prayers, our blessings, our gratitudes, and as we do, what happens is not only are we thankful for what's right there, but something happens within our own consciousness that the more gratitude we feel and express, funny thing, the more good tends to come into our lives because gratitude is a causative energy. Did you ever think about it that way? It's true. It's wonderful. We get to expand our good by allowing ourselves to feel that wonderful sense of thankfulness, sometimes for no reason at all. Remember Piglet? Yes. You remember Piglet in Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Our children are still with us by means of Katie. Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a large amount of gratitude. Doesn't matter the size of our hearts. It doesn't matter how open they may have been in the past. We read stories about meanies. You ever read stories about meanies? And they usually aren't very grateful for anything. And they usually are, what am I doing, a wee wisdom here for the kids? They're already upstairs. I guess I'll go with it, Maxine. That in these stories that we read, there's usually a bad guy and there's somebody and they're never grateful. And in fact, they're usually jealous of somebody else's good. But what we know as we open our hearts to this divine flow of love and goodness is that the happier we are for other people's good, the more good tends to flow into our own lives. And when that little meanie that we read in the stories finally gets that and begins to feel grateful for somebody's love that it's constant, some little one, maybe even a puppy, who brings unconditional love, something begins to soften within that heart, and it becomes larger, and it can hold even more gratitude and more life and more aliveness. Eric Butterworth says, your thanksgiving is more than a response to what is happening around you or to you. It is a celebration of truth, which becomes a causal assurance of a continuity of blessings leading to prosperity for you. Many of us have heard over the years, let's have the attitude of gratitude. I mean, it's so sayable, isn't it? You want to say that with me? The attitude of gratitude. And it can change something in a heartbeat. If there's something that's concerning, if there's something that we read about or experience firsthand that feels unpleasant, do you know that it is possible in that moment, right in that very moment, to move into a sense of thanksgiving? Not necessarily for that. But be open and receptive to what the gift can be there for me is what I like to do. My teacher, Earl Barnum, Barney, said, "We want you to get to the point where you live in such continual thankfulness that you can go out to your driveway in the morning and find that your car has not just one or two or three, but four flat tires. Can we give thanks in all things?" I once shared that with a young woman who said, "Yeah, because maybe the AAA guy is really cute." You don't know what kind of good might be coming from it. So we love being able to shift, and we can. We can shift instantly into, I wonder what the gift is here for me. As soon as I become open to the gift, it's much more likely to present itself in my life. It works in every single area of life. Prosperity is a beautiful word, isn't it? Abundance. Affluence, being in the flow, right? When we are affluent, we are in the flow of life. We are open to our blessings. We are open to sharing them. Giving and receiving becomes one motion, right? And so we become these circulating, recirculating fountains of divine life. And that includes prosperity in goods, money. It includes prosperity in love, relationships. It includes prosperity in health, wholeness, and well-being. Everything wants to circulate well. Lao Tzu told us over 6,000 years ago, everything is healthy that flows with the universe. And everything is not so healthy that gets constricted or stuck. So we want to flow in our minds and in our hearts with this beautiful experience of giving thanks in all things. And we want to allow that prosperity to show up in our divine right livelihood. We don't call it jobs. We call it divine right livelihood. So that we're doing the things that make our hearts happy, that make our hearts sing. Where we are of service to others, and there's this constant flow of good that flows back and forth constantly. It increases our consciousness of the constant flow of prosperity when we live in that gratitude consciousness. Now, some people, when they begin the study of science of mind, get the idea that, oh, there is a law of attraction, and so I'm going to attract things to me. I don't think that's how the universe works. In fact, I'm quite sure that it does not. The universe works like this. From the very heart of the divine, all is given and then circulated. Everything is given. Beloved, all I have is thine. Remember, that's a real true statement. Everything in this universe is given to its beloved creation. That would be us. We are individualized expressions of that one life, and as such, we're co-creators. So once we get that there's this beautiful sense of circulation that the universe gives to us, we receive, we give back, we understand that we begin to do our affirmative prayer in this manner. We realize that there is a bountiful life. We call it God. You may call it whatever you wish. It's still the same. And it doesn't care what we call it. Have you ever thought about that? The divine life, everywhere present, just is and gives us itself, creates us out of itself, and we become co-creators. So in our affirmative prayer, we first remember that divine presence and experience it. And then we recall that we are individualized expressions of it, and that what's true of the infinite is true of each of us as well. God is love. You and I are love. God is life, light, peace, power, beauty, and joy, and all of those qualities, all of those substantive qualities of the divine are within each of us. And so then we affirm what it is that we choose to co-create in this universe with this wonderful presence and power and law. And it is at this point that we become what we say we're seeking. You want love in your life? Be love. Be the love that you are. And so as I radiate out what my divine intention is, the universe cannot help but return that to me. So I'm not attracting things to me. I'm radiating out the essence. And I've created a mental prototype, a spiritual prototype, a mental equivalent of my heart's desire. whether it be a wonderful new divine right livelihood, and I'm real happy with mine, so it's not me, whether it is a beautiful relationship, and that's not me either because I got one, radiant health, got it, prosperity in so many ways, but as we radiate out the essence with great thanksgiving of what we are ready to co-create with the divine, it returns to us. So it looks as though we're attracting something to us. The truth is we're radiating it out. Thankfulness. The consciousness of gratitude goes before us. Gratitude before us. Gratitude behind us. Gratitude all around us. Love that song. It's true. It's a wonderful way to get into the flow of thanksgiving. We're thankful for the people in our lives, and when we experience and even express that gratitude, it enhances our relationships. Have you noticed that? That if we'll stop and say what we are appreciative of. Appreciation is a wonderful word. It simply means to grow in value, right? So when I appreciate you and I appreciate our relationships grow in value. So we want to express that appreciation. Albert Schweitzer said, "At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us." And you think for a moment of someone who over your life has rekindled that flame within you and experience the gratitude, whether they're still here on the planet or not. They may be sitting next to you holding your hand, whoever it is or was. Oh, feel that sense of beautiful thanksgiving. And then you get to be that for other people, as you are, I know, quite a lot. Sometimes that person is an animal who loves us unconditionally. You got one of those in your consciousness too? Maybe more than one? These are gifts. You know, there is no coincidence that dog is simply God spelled backwards. Right? Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." This would be a good time to think about a time that felt pretty awful and you couldn't imagine why anyone would feel grateful for that having occurred in your life. Now do you realize that that was an important part of your spiritual progression? And when we look at the entire tapestry of our lives, we find that all the threads needed to be there. Even the ones that were not a color we would have picked. Puce. It needs to be there. Look at our bountiful bouquet. Every one of these flowers was magnificently placed by your creative hands and hearts. Everything that's ever occurred in our lives, you know, and what is a weed? A weed is simply a flower that someone has not yet come to appreciate. And they needed to be part of our bouquet of life as well. We just didn't put any in here. Or if we did, they became transformed. So we want to give thanks for all of those instances, those occasions, even those people that seem to beat up our hearts. Not that anybody here ever had one. Because as we give thanks for everything that's ever occurred in our lives, it opens us up to a greater awareness and appreciation. Everything is connected. And everything ultimately makes sense. Someone once said, "The black velvety diamond in the jeweler's case simply helps the diamond shine more brightly." We can only, said Thornton Wilder, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. We want to become more alive. And through Thanksgiving and the acknowledgement of the treasures that already exist in our lives, we become more alive. And in becoming more alive, we also become more grateful and more good is received. And she'll do what she needs to do. So it is that aliveness that occurs through gratitude that causes more and more good to come to us, to express to us, and to benefit others. See, we all win. We all win in this. So will you say with me, I give thanks for the divine presence from which all good flows. I give thanks for the divine presence from which all good flows. I give thanks for my oneness with the mighty power. I give thanks for my oneness with the mighty power. I give thanks for the proliferating energy of gratitude. I give thanks for the proliferating energy of gratitude. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.